Blog Talk Radio.
And then the light is on. We're on the air. So good morning to our Blog Talk listeners at Blog Talk Radio. Come on, Laura.
Yes.
I want to say good morning and happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. That's from the Mornings at the Mansion Show. Kathy Griffin.
Wow, we've never done that before. You're
girl,
special, Kathy.
Hello. We just hit what the Holy Ghost is doing, and we're going to do it. Okay?
And anybody else that's having a birthday today, feliz cumpleaños, happy birthday, cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha. If y'all ever around R. Kelly have his birthday, it's going to turn to the Espanol birthday party.
Cha-cha-cha.
Everybody going to cha-cha-cha. I remember when I had that experience with you, Laura. That was so awesome. And you took me to the restaurant. Mia, what's the restaurant?
Empress of China and
Irving. Empress of China and Irving. And they was cha-cha-ing me, y'all. And I thought, that is so amazing.
She Korean, and she be doing a cha-cha-cha for everybody.
That is so beautiful. Good morning, Leroy. Is it
Pastor Rick Pope?
Good morning,
Buenos
Pastor.
Días.
We've got a lot of pastors in the house
yes.
this morning. We just thank God for you all tuning in and supporting us in your love and encouragement,
yes.
because we all need it.
For this is a day
that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it.
Woo! And it's a beautiful,
cold
sunny day,
yes.
and I was just ready for some cold weather.
Mm.
I hear people complaining about the weather. I just think it's beautiful because God created all seasons,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it's beautiful. It's sunny, it's cold, and we got hot coffee.
Woo, Laura. I was just going to tell you, got it so hot, girl. It's so amazing. Y'all see the smoke?
Okay. Gotta be
so
hot.
We just say good morning, everybody. We're so excited. Y'all know how we do it. We just like to blow a fresh wind of love and joy.
Yes.
You know, real pure joy in the
yes.
morning and to, you know, activate, you know,
yes.
your homes or your
yes.
Wherever, your workplace
yes.
or your car.
And I went to go see Jonathan Shuttleworth
uh-oh.
Yesterday at Cathedral. Calvary Cathedral, and he was talking about that there's too many depressed Christians, that if we're really in Christ Jesus,
come on, Laura.
He was talking about the scripture in Proverbs where it talks about that
laughter
is good
it's
medicine.
Medicine.
And
good
I'm like, yeah! You know, you can see me, right?
Oh, yeah! My God. You get the
I'm off the box. Yes, I am. But it's because God is good.
He's so good.
He woke us up this morning. He did what?
Uh-oh.
Do it.
Rock up breath.
Yes.
That's that. You know, we were in a place, a few Sundays ago, and we were just so worshiping in that place. So it's his breath.
Yes.
So
yes.
we pour out our praise. Right, Laura?
Yes. Oh, I love that
oh,
song.
My God. And we, like, went in. Oh, my God. It's so amazing because if he had not, you know, blew his breath
yes.
in us,
that's
in
right.
our lungs, we be thinking it's our alarm clocks that wake us up. Hello, newsflash. It's Jesus, okay? It's the love of God that touches us with his finger of love every single day that he gives us an opportunity.
Yeah, and all the blessings that come with it.
Yeah.
I mean, we have people praying for us. Thank you, Rick Pope.
Thank
Pastor
you,
Rick Pope.
Thank you.
We have family that loves us. We
yeah.
have people that are tuning in with us.
Thank
that,
you,
that the love that. And support, the GGs.
Yeah, the GGs
I mean,
are on their way.
We have... We're so blessed. I mean, I could sit here all day and talk about everything that God does for us and everything that we have. That is, we don't lack nothing.
Come
there's
on.
Anything we lack is more Jesus.
Being.
More being.
So let's see what Dalisa says.
Yes.
She's on her way. She already talked to us, y'all. So Dalisa says, depression is a bad spirit that can only be concord with the word of God.
And love,
love
letters with
amen.
Fire.
Which is fire.
Because the word of God will burn down anything that is that's not of him.
Yeah.
And you will have joy and
come
you
on,
will
man.
Have laughter.
You will.
And you will have peace. And we were singing this morning. What was that song? the show before the show.
What was we singing, Lord? That was the Holy Ghost. I don't remember. Okay.
We had a show before the
we
show.
Did.
We
did.
Were worshiping God.
Oh, my
oh
God.
My God.
You know what? And I'm,
this
I'm,
joy that I have, the world
oh, yeah,
didn't
we
give it to
that.
Me.
This
and the world.
Joy that I have. Woo!
The world didn't give it to me.
Yeah.
This joy that I have.
I can't sing unless I'm preaching. I'm going to tell you.
The world didn't give it,
come
and the
now.
World can't take
it away.
Woo! And
that
was peace, joy, love.
Come
I mean,
now.
Whoa, we could go on all
that's
day.
Galatians 5
and 22.
Come on. But it's the joy of the Lord.
Yes.
That is our strength. So if you're feeling weak and, like, powerless today, get in his presence because his joy.
Get in his word. Get in his presence and just worship him.
Come on now. We love you too, darling. She says, love you, mighty warriors for
Jesus
Christ. Yes. So if you didn't notice, you probably can't see us because, you know, we're kind of like a little down. But we might start teaching and preaching like Rick. Rick preached standing up at the show, the morning show. We ain't tried that, Rick. We might need to do it. I'm serious. He moved all the chairs out the way, and he said,
get
up
out the
on
way.
His feet. And he bring the word. He bring the thunder, the power, the fire. Right, Laura? So we are wearing our Bling of the Earth shirts
yes.
this morning, America. And we're so excited about being the Bling of the Earth because
yes.
that is who we are.
Yes.
We're Proverbs 31 women, and we have some mighty warrior men out there that are that stole all
yes.
the bling that the devil, when he fell and all his light fell, we got some men. We're going to talk about that at this year's conference, how to pick up your bling and get in position and get layered in your crowns and stoned up. You know what I'm saying? And it's all from the kingdom.
Yes.
So
yes.
in this season, God is actually putting crowns on
yes.
people. And we just have to get up and take authority,
yes.
you know. So I just think, and Dali says, joy of the Lord, Jesus Christ is our strength. Sunday was awesome. So, Dali, we're going to talk a little bit about that because we want to share it with the world.
Yes.
You know, the way the Lord deals with us in our intimate times of worship, you know, in our ministries and in our churches. So I felt impressed today to share it with our listeners and
yes.
our audience today because, you know, we need some new stuff. It's a new day. God's
yes.
mercy is new every morning.
Yes.
And here's some new stuff for you today, right, Laura?
Yes.
And we're going to be teaching on the accelerated seed. And I don't know about you, America, but for the people of God and our blog radio listeners, this is the season of acceleration. So we're going to talk a little bit of how to get in position and get in a posture of being able to know that, you know, how to get in a place to,
yes.
and move the way God is moving. And then you'd be like, how did that happen? Where did that come from?
Yeah.
So we're going to talk to you about your seeds. And seeds are not always money.
Mm-hmm.
Most people teach and preach that. And it's okay because I'm telling you, you can put your money in the ground.
Yeah.
It's got to be fertile ground.
Yes.
But more than that, it's your time, your love, your energy, you know, your obedience. Obedience is a seed as well.
Yeah.
You know, so
because a lot of people think that it's the houses, the cars,
yeah.
which, God, thank
Hallelujah.
You for the houses
Hallelujah.
And the cars. But it's more than that. You know, it's spiritual. It's souls.
Uh-oh.
I would think it has to be about
Uh-oh.
Souls,
Uh-oh.
right?
Because
that's the only thing that's going home.
You better know it.
To our mansion in heaven where the streets are gold. Souls.
And what's so awesome about mentioning that, Laura, thank you for that, is because everything that we pretty much worship here, we walk on it in heaven.
Yes.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the cities, our cities are these. Like jasper, which is clear, and you know, the stones. You know, I want to be in my emerald. I love emerald. Y'all know it. The queen of talk. Y'all know it. I want to walk on the gold. So, yeah, I want my city to be emerald.
Yes.
So, I thank God for what He's doing in the lives of His people.
Yes.
So, we just have to open our hearts and our minds to hear what He's saying to us today. And, you know, I believe it's really about our obedience because
yes.
it says obedience is better than
sacrifice.
That's you know,
right.
and God don't need our stuff. He don't need our money. He don't need nothing but our obedience.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that may be concerning your finances
yeah.
or your time or your love or your energy or even just letting a man sit next to you that might not smell so good.
Yeah.
Come
Amen.
On. Uh-oh.
Hallelujah.
Uh-oh. Come on. Here we go. So welcome to the Mornings at the Mansion show today. And I'm just thinking this is the original Mornings at the Mansion show here at the Mansion
yes.
Media Studio.
Gloria a Dios.
And I thank God for you, Laura Kelly.
Well, I thank God for you, twins.
Yes.
That are the most I got.
Woo!
Fire for Jesus.
Woo!
Yeah. Yes, we're out the box.
We're out the box now, know it. So if y'all are tuning in, just, you know, pray for us today and as we pray for you. And then we're going to watch God change things.
Yes.
Okay? Because
yes.
He is a change agent. Amen. So good morning, Kimberly McCarthy Center. She says, morning, Marlo Mosey and Laura Kelly. God's blessings are all around us every day when we look outside of ourselves. That's
yes,
right.
Yes,
yes. Yes, we need to open our hearts and our minds. So you know what I love about that, Kimberly? That's the power of agreement.
Yes.
So we have declared verbally and you have declared written.
That's
so
right.
we are in alignment today And the word of the Lord says, where two or more are gathered,
yes.
He is in the midst. So thank you, Lord, for showing up
yes.
on our behalf today.
Yes.
So thank you, Kimberly,
yeah.
for those Mwah. Encouraging
thank
words.
You.
And thank you for tuning in. And I thank you for your love. And Kimberly and I have been doing life together for about, what, 6, 7 years. And she's an amazing woman of God, a great friend, an amazing sister person who we are. Okay? And all of those great things that every person needs in their
yeah.
life. You know?
And we encourage everyone that's tuning in, share the video.
Please do.
For the glory of Christ Jesus, because I know there's people out there that they need to hear the encouragement and the word of God and the love.
Yeah.
Because we're doing this because of God's love in us,
mm-hmm.
you know? And we're just being obedient.
That's it.
You know, it's all for His glory,
that's
right?
It. Don't y'all know I could have stayed under the covers today?
Yeah, me too.
Y'all let me come under the covers.
Yeah.
Watching us. I mean, hello. But we get up and we know it
yes.
is to glorify the King of
the
Kings
King
and
of
the
Kings.
Lord of Lords. And we are on an assignment.
Yeah, and you know it's your calling when it doesn't let you rest. Well, not in a bad way, but in a good way. And it's a passion, and that's all you think about. You know, this is our calling because
yeah.
God put that in us, you know,
yes.
for His glory, you know, for His
mm-hmm.
glory. And, amen. I'm just excited for He's a
Hallelujah.
Faithful daddy.
He is. And He's your faithful daddy, too.
Yeah.
You know, I love it when the word says, just taste and see. But the Lord is good.
Yeah.
You know?
When I saw the topic, you know, and you sent it to me, I was just rejoicing. And He was reminding me. He reminded me of the day that I prayed for God to connect me with warriors that were serious about helping and pillaring and encouraging others and being a light to darkness. And I said, God, and I'm going to be
Hallelujah.
Specific. They got to love You, because if they love You, then they'll be able to love the lost. If they're rich or poor, it don't matter, because He's the creator of them both. And then He reminded me of this right here, because as I prayed that prayer years ago, I think it's been 4 years. How long have we been in? 4 years? You know, the doors that He has opened here with Pastor Malo and others are connecting with us, like Crosswalk, like many others that are connecting, where we're doing live together, and we're about soul winning in the prisons, outside the building, wherever
right,
we go,
right,
right, Pastor?
Right.
And God is just continues to show me, look, see, you remember your prayer, look who I'm connecting you with. And every time I like Pastor Rick Pope, like
yes.
every one of y'all right now watching Pastor Patti, you know, Outcast Ministry, you know, we all have assignments. But I love how God's bringing us together to glorify Him
that's
for
it.
Lost souls.
That's
and I
it.
Said, God, thank You for that prayer that You answered, that I said, God, just connect me with those that want to win souls. And I know we all have different callings. You do hair. You want to get your hair done, come here. You know, I mean,
yeah.
everybody has a calling somewhere. We all have jobs, you know.
Right.
But we're still honoring God and reading His word
come
together.
That's it.
Outside the four walls.
And we're like linking arms.
Yeah, outside
yeah,
the four walls.
That's right. Well, because we are the church.
Yes,
you
we're
know,
the church.
We are the body.
Yes.
You know, and Christ is when He says in His word that He's coming back for the perfect church. He's coming back for us. Not
yes,
the building.
Not the building.
You know, the buildings are just a place to have it together corporately
yes.
and come together. And I'm telling you, when we show up, the Holy Spirit show up, for the Spirit is in us. You know, I've heard people say, I can't wait to get to church to meet the Spirit. What?
Yeah.
The Spirit is in you.
Yeah.
You know, and when we come in, the Spirit come in, because when we leave, the Spirit leaves. And
yeah.
then it's just a building, which we consider the cosmos
yes.
of ministry,
yes.
which is the dynamics of
yeah.
making it look great, the colors
yes.
and this and that, the carpets and the chairs. So I ain't never seen a chair praying though.
Yeah.
Hello.
And what God's been showing me, Pastor Malo, you know, as I've been doing ministry for a long time, 16, 17 years, outreach, and God has taken me outside the four walls from where I'm rooted and grounded, which is City Chapel, and I'm open to what God's telling me to do,
right.
the assignment. You know, that's where I'm seeing the fruit.
Hallelujah.
The acceleration of the souls.
Uh-oh, that's what we're taking on today, Laura.
You know, it's because I was open to His presence, and He's like, Laura, it's time you get out of the four walls. And this is where I want you to go. And I know it's not for everybody, Pastor Malo,
right.
but I know that there's going to be times that it's okay if we help others. It's okay if we get out of the four walls. It's okay if we do life with others.
Right.
It's okay because I'm seeing the harvest.
Yeah,
you know?
I love it, because thank you, Laura, for opening it up.
Yes.
We're going to go in now.
Yeah.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
So we talked about the accelerated seed. So it comes only during the time of harvest. So I wish I had a trumpet or a shofar right now to blow it, because this is harvest time for the people of God. And if you don't have any seed in the ground, you're not going to get a harvest. I'm telling you, you still do it today. And I mean, you know, we serve an amazing God. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes he's sudden and immediately in the manifestation. Sometimes it takes a minute. Because if we're not ready for the fullness of it, he's not going to release it to us because we're not ready. But if you have seed and fertile ground, and it don't mean just finance. Mm-hmm. It could be your love. It could be your obedience. It could be your time, your energy. Those things that money can't buy. You know what I'm saying, Lord?
Yes.
And just, you know, being humble and pillaring people or whatever your portion is or your measure, then it's harvest time.
Yes.
But here's the deal. We were teaching on this amazing part on Sunday, and I had to get set free from this. Okay, so let us read this, and then we'll go into that. It says, the harvest is a time when it's reaped, when what you sow is what you reap. And harvest means the time of year when crops are ripe and ready to be gathered. So that means that whatever your seed is and your harvest comes, it's a crop.
Right.
If the soul winning, come on now. We've got to get ready to, you know, and make room for the capacity.
Yes.
Of the people that are coming, because when you have vision, you can see what other people can't see.
Right.
So that's because God entrusts you to see it.
Right.
You know, and when you do, we have to steward that.
Yes.
There's a time for all of that. So let's go to Matthew 9 and 38, Laura.
And I just want to say real quick, good morning to Marsha Ramos. She was my
manager
at Tom Thumbback when I was in my early 20s.
What you say?
I wasn't married yet. So she knows.
The change.
So she knows the change, right, Marsha Ramos?
Good morning. Good morning, Lance. How you doing, mighty man of God? It's so good to see you tuning in with us today. So y'all come on in the room and let's see what God is saying.
So we're going to Matthew 9:38. Mm-hmm. Write down the scriptures.
Please
and remember,
do.
We're students. We're learning every day. You write them down and then you study them for yourself, because we're all learning and growing and knowing.
Yes.
And God's love letters,
which is
fire. Yeah. La palabra de Dios que es lumbre es fuego. Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. Y la palabra en San Mateo 9, verso 38.
Sorry,
37?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to start 37. Matthew 9:37-38. 37 y 38.
Come on now.
Dice, entonces dijo a sus discípulos, a la verdad, la mía es mucha, mas los obreros pocos. Rogad pues al Señor de las mies que envíe obreros a su mies.
Thank you, Lord. So, hallelujah. So here is our interpretation of
my
the King James.
That's my E.
So we're in Matthew 9:37-38. And this word is so powerful and it's so plentiful. We just have to hear what God is saying to us individually. And then that's when we come together collectively. So the word of the Lord reads, then said he unto his disciples, this is Jesus, this is so awesome. The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. So this is what's so amazing about this word. First of all, he tells us it's truly plenteous. Truly plenteous.
Wow.
But the laborers are free. And it really is, because don't nobody want to do nothing. We just want to declare, you know, I'll be glad when someday the Lord bless me. And, but what about today? Because as we stand up, we say, today is the day that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice and be glad in it. Are you just saying that? Are you doing it? Are you believing it? Because he said he gives it unto his disciples. So we're all disciples.
Yeah.
We are. We're all ministers of the gospel. We don't have to have no titles to talk about the goodness of God and to be good and to show love and reproof and all those things that we're called to do as people. But the word of the Lord is telling us that the harvest truly is plenteous. That means it's plenty.
Plenty.
It's so much because it's supernatural and it comes from God. But the labors are few. So we have to stand up and get in the face of God and say, Lord, what would you have for me to do today? I mean, I want to be obedient. See, that's it right there. The obedience, oh my gosh, that's the best seed that you can put in any soil.
Yes.
But you want to make sure that the soil is fertile. So not only do we have to be fruit inspectors, we have to be able to inspect what type of soil that we're putting our seed in, our love, our energy, our time.
Mm-hmm.
whatever your portion is. Because he says, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest. So who's the harvest? It's the Lord's harvest. He just shares it with us.
Yes.
That's what's so amazing.
Yes.
And he trusts us with it.
Yes.
That he will send forth laborers unto the harvest.
Yes.
He is the one. Not you, not me. Okay?
Amen.
Because he is the God of the increase.
Yes.
God is the one that brings the increase. He really does. And that increase is harvest. But
yes.
What we do is we think it's us. Well, let me go over here so I can do this and help somebody. God don't need our help. He just needs our obedience.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
Good morning, GGs. In the 22 degrees.
Good morning, Matthew Daniels.
Good morning, Brother Matt.
Wow, we
good
love
morning,
you.
Good morning, Karen Law House. How you doing, mighty woman? So we just want to be stewards
yes.
of this amazing word of God. And it's a different seat and a different anointing that we sit in when we sit here on this blog radio. I was talking to Dallas about this Sunday. And it's a different anointing when we get and gather behind the pulpit. When we teach, it's just so different. But you have to know what arena you're in and flow in that arena. Because I can't bring the pulpit on the blog and I can't bring the blog on the pulpit. It's two different settings. And you have to know what season you're in. Because every season is your season. You know, people will say, well, it's your season. Well, I tell them every season. Okay? But you have to know what season you're in. Is this the season of gathering? Or is this the season of sharing? Or if this is the season of being quiet?
Being still and knowing that he's God.
Come on now. He dealing with me with some new stuff right now. And I'm like, what? It's so amazing. Like, y'all know we got the box. And I was like, Lord, okay, so here's the deal. When God starts talking to us about what he needs us to not do or to do, ask him to show you and instruct you. Right, Lord?
Yeah.
Because when I try to do it, what I think, that's it right there, the thing. What I think is my way of how to do it, it'd be jacked up every time, America. I'm going to tell you right now. Okay? You feel me, Papa Jack? It's the truth.
That's why he said his weights are higher, right?
Yes. But I'd be like, but I thought you said. Yeah, but you were thinking and not seeking. You did not seek me in the fullness. And we got to seek and carry it out until
yes.
the assignment is complete. And
yes.
stop half-seeking God. Because we do, don't we, Lord?
Yes.
We get caught up in that. And I know we're talking about the seed, y'all, but we just talking about what God's talking about.
Yes.
Right? And we're flowing with the Holy Spirit. Because he is all-knowing, and he's the one that leads and guides us into all truth, right?
Right.
So we just want, and that's what the gospel is. The gospel is just truth.
Yes.
And the gospel says that the truth will make you free.
Yes.
It says set you in some interpretation, but he says, because he's the maker.
Yes.
He's the one that makes us free. Isn't that amazing, Laura? So we just talk about everything today about, you know, the accelerated time, because God is moving so quick.
Yes.
What used to take 10 years is taking 5 now. What used to take 5 is taking 2.
Yes.
What used to take 2 is taking 1.
Yes.
And what used to take 6 months, we're doing it in 2 months. So we're like, what's going on? And we've been doing the Holy Ghost Nature.
Yes.
Right, Laura? Laura, you want to tell your testimony about the car last night?
Oh,
girl?
Yeah, I did it yesterday.
See, this is a harvest. So
yes,
talk about it.
Yes, it's, you know, my van was over, smoke was coming out of it. It looked like it was on fire. It was spiritually.
Yeah.
No, physically. Smoke was coming out, and I ended up, because I was going to get an oil change, and I got there. I made it to the oil, and the guy goes like, oh, we're not going to do your oil. You need to take this van to the mechanic. And I said, oh, will it make it there? He goes, well, how far do you live? I said, around the corner. He goes, no, go home, park it, and let it cool down, and then take it, maybe tomorrow. So I went home, and it made it home. Smoke was coming out of everywhere, and I made it. And I said, thank you, Jesus. But as I let it cool down, my mechanic is over here, right here in Pioneer, not too far from the Kroger, right here on Pioneer. And on my way there, it would cool down, and I said, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray this is your vehicle, this is your transportation, which you are in me. It's our transportation. You're going to take care of it. Let it be something simple, whatever it is. I need favor. No, I don't need that favor. I'm thanking you for the favor. I was thanking him for the favor. And I said, because you were my daddy, you're my papa, I love you. And I'm singing and worshiping and every night. Said, I will stop.
Smoke.
Well, I mean, you
wow,
could see it
I
for miles,
it.
Okay? And I'm like, ora, machita, cara, machita, cara, machita, ora, machita. Lord, let it make it there and don't let it catch on fire. Because I had a vehicle like that years ago that it did that it caught on fire. So I make it there, y'all.
Hallelujah.
And they're about to close.
And
the guy goes, you know, your van is on fire. And I say, yes, and I made it. So I park it, and it's just smoke everywhere. And he goes, put it inside the garage because I was going to leave it there. I said, do you want me to park it? And then you look at it in the morning. He goes, no, let's look at it right now. So I go inside the place, and there's like four guys there, and they got other cars. They're working. They all stopped. They came and looked because, you know, it's obvious, smoke everywhere. And then they're talking, and he told me to go inside the office because it was cold. You know, it's cold.
Right.
And they're looking at it, and I hear them talking, and I'm just like thanking the Lord that it's going to get fixed because I need my transportation.
Right.
And so then next thing you know, he's like, oh, it's a coil, it's a hose or something, and just give us a little bit. We're not going to wait till the morning. We're going to fix it right now. So it was like a half an hour. And I see one of them go do something. They brought something. There's four of them working on it. They turn it on, turn it off. I'm sitting down just thanking the Lord that it's fixed, right? And then they fixed it.
Yep.
They ended up fixing it. They put radiator. They put the part. They put the foil, whatever. And then he comes to where the register is, and I give him my credit card. He looks at me, and he goes, he looks at me, and then he says, oh, it's free. We're not going to charge you.
Look at God.
No labor. He didn't charge me for the park.
Come on,
and I live in the Matrix.
I know you did.
And then I said, can I have your hand? And he gave me his hand. And I said, if you sow that seed into me, it's like doing it unto the Lord. So I pray
that
your business in the name, you know, because it's life and death in the tongue.
Yes, it is.
So I had to speak blessings over him,
amen.
You know, over his marriage, over his home, over his wife, over his children, Rabashita, you know. and that was unheard, okay? Because I got my car fixed many a time. And then four guys fixed it.
That's
and it took 30 minutes.
That's
but
beautiful.
I came home, and he told me, no, we're not going to charge you. It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Isn't that
so
amazing?
So that's the favor. See, if that was
see,
just the favor of the Lord.
But not only that, Laura, the reason I asked you to share that, because you called me right away. Okay.
I had to call somebody.
I was like, girl, my twin is calling me. I got to go. So I get on there, and she said, I just didn't know how to go to the Matrix. I was like, oh, that's powerful, because when we do the Matrix, it's powerful, okay? That means some supernatural stuff is going on. She tells me she goes and they fixed her car and told her no charge. Come on, America. Have you ever had that experience? But you can have it.
Even
though
it was smoke, if you saw my van, it was smoke real bad, like in the red lights. And I was like, this girl's a fire.
For real.
Lord, help me get there. You know, and I'm laughing. I mean, I wanted to cry, but I'm laughing and crying at the same time.
Woo!
But it made it. It didn't burst.
That's beautiful. That's, you know, that's favor. But
yeah.
Not only that, Lord. It's your accelerated harvest.
Yeah.
That's your harvest because you, first of all, you got seed in the ground.
Yeah.
You got it. Come on now. It's harvest time. America, and you too can have that experience. You know, I ain't trying to wish no smoking cars on nobody. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying whatever your experience is that you don't see a way,
yeah.
He's the way maker.
Yes, he is.
He's the miracle worker.
Yes.
He's the promise keeper. Hello, promises.
Yes.
He will do what he said he will do. You know, but well, you got to get in a posture, though, to not be tripping and just know you are the girl on fire, even though your truck is on fire, okay? And you got to be in a place and say, that's my daddy, that's my Abba, thank you, Lord, for already, it's already done.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name, and your truck's still smoking, okay? I'm telling you. Come on, Dolly. And the Lord spoke over this amazing, beautiful woman of God on Sunday. And you know what? I'll be sick of the devil. That's why I wake up and be like, I'm going to get up and slap her. You know, because he do come from hell. So we can say the hell out of you. But what you're not going to do is mess with God's people. I'm just sick of you. So Jesus had to calm himself down because the war is, it's finished. That's what he tells. But we still have authority to be able to speak that.
Yes.
And immediately when the word went forth, the enemy came to attack her. But he's a liar. It's finished. You know, we've been speaking that in our ministry. It is
finished.
So we don't have to get up and fight for nothing. You know, what we need to get busy doing is put some seed in the ground.
Yes.
We really do.
Yes. So if you ever need your vehicle fixed,
talk about it,
Jay's Muffler on Pioneer.
Jay's Muffler
CJ
in Arlington, Texas.
Yes. And
Pioneer?
And, yes, right here on Pioneer.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
And then go put some seed. Don't go over there expecting to be. See, I'm just trying to help somebody. Okay? You did something to that lady with that smoking hands. Okay.
Don't do that.
The Lord, I'm paying for people some whole bunch of times. Right, Laura? You would have got your car fixed there a lot of times.
Yeah, one time, yeah, the radiator.
Okay,
so, that was
so,
a while back.
That's what I'm saying. But see, God, I mean, tell you, God goes before you. He'll go before you, and he will deal with the people
before you
even arrive.
Yes.
Okay, and see, that's that portion we're talking about, the accelerated seed. It's so powerful. Good morning, Michelle Wilkins, daughter of the Most High God of the Queendom. Yes.
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, a lot of times I had no clue we were going to teach this on the show today, but God said, yeah, you're going to teach it today because I want you to help. If somebody out there really struggling, you know, how do I get this thing together? But here's the simplicity of it and the reality and so honest and true. If you are looking for a harvest and you never put seed in the ground, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Because the only way the harvest comes is through the seed.
Yeah.
It's the only way. The Lord of the Lord says, you know, his word, heaven and earth may pass away.
Yes.
But seed and harvest time will remain.
Yes.
That's what he says. So we got to believe what God
yes.
is telling us.
Yes.
We have to keep it. See, that's why we talk about the body
yes.
of believers.
Yes.
If you're believing what God is saying, it will manifest.
Yes.
But it will in his appointed time.
Right. That's
and
right.
That's the thing. We want what we want, when we want it, how we want it, where we want it. We do. And we can't even steward. I love it when Creflo Dollar teaches on the oatmeal cookie. We can't even have no victory over the oatmeal cookie, but we want to have some victory over a devil. If you can't get the oatmeal down, you ain't going to be able to get the devil down. I'm trying to tell you. So even in our natural being, Laura, we got to steward these bodies.
Yeah.
We have to, you know, take care of ourselves, America,
yeah.
you know, because we want... We want to be fit and healthy and all of that, but we eat oatmeal cookies every day and hamburgers, and we got to get serious about stewardship, stewarding mm-hmm. who we are. We can't help nobody if we can't help ourselves.
Yes, yes. I'd be getting convicted because I'd be trying to get french fries, and then my Lily loves vegetables like nobody else. She's like, Grandma, get some carrots. Let's get some cucumbers, and she'll eat them just raw like that. And I'm like, okay, put the fries up, get some cucumbers and some carrots. And she loves
so
lettuce.
So
she can eat lettuce just by itself.
That's so awesome. That's amazing.
No rational. That's
so I see a nutritionist coming up in the rear, that little Lily.
Yeah.
You know, when you see gifts like that in children, you know, you begin to, you know, birth that.
Well,
the seed into that.
Well, you know the donuts that Pastor Bobby bought yesterday? So I took some home. And she likes donuts. Angelina really loves donuts. But she looked at me. She goes, Grandma, can you give me carrots and cucumbers? And I'm like, you don't want a donut? Yeah, but I prefer carrots and donuts.
Wow.
I mean, carrots and
cucumbers.
And I was like, okay.
That is so awesome.
That was yesterday. And Camila was right there in front of me.
Wow. That is amazing.
Liliana. Yeah.
That's amazing. So let's go to Matthew 21 and 22. Good morning, Dr. Linda Emerson of the Most High. How are you today, beautiful? Shauna Sam's girl. Girl, I've been looking for you, girl. Where you at, sister? We miss you. Yes.
Good morning,
Hallelujah.
Christy.
What? Good morning, Edward Sawarski of the Mornings at the Mansion Men's Edition.
Buenos
Edward,
días.
We miss
mucho,
you.
Mucho bueno. So what does he say? Not so bueno.
We miss you here, and I know you're over there speaking in tongues. I know you are, okay? Hallelujah.
She's like, hola, but she's that kind of a chata.
Yeah, I know.
He is who he, God say he
Come
is.
Come on, man. Hallelujah. So we're going to the word of the Lord, and we're going to keep continuing to ignite
yes.
this fire.
Yes.
Yes. You ready, Laura?
God's love letters,
which is fire.
Yeah, la palabra de Dios que
lumbre es fuego.
Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones. En Mateo 21, versículo 22,
Thank
la palabra de Dios dice. Y dice su palabra, y todo lo que pides en oración, creyendo, lo recibirás.
Mm.
Woo, gloria a Dios.
And here we go. And all things, not some things, America, not many things, not even anything. It says in all
en
things.
Todo.
All things whatsoever. Come on now. Ye ask. Oh, here it is. In prayer. Believing,
Amen.
Ye shall receive it. So here's the deal. I love this because it's not, you know, a lot of times people think, you know, well, they did it for Pastor Marlo, but, you know, she out the box. But yeah, I am. And listen, my expectation is out the box too. Okay? But what I do is I go into a certain, you know, go into your closet, war rooms, whatever, bathrooms. Go to the toilet, wherever you're going to get some time with God, wherever it is. Go there in your car. A lot of people have worship time and time with the Father in on their rides to work or, you know, way home and wherever you can find your place.
Yeah.
Go in prayer because the word says whatsoever you ask in prayer. Yes. And that is the missing link in the body. A lot of times, and I'm not saying we don't pray, but we got to pray about everything. And we got to pray about all things. That's what it's saying here. So if we just saying, you know, a lot of times we have to know the difference between a prayer and a declaration.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times I can wake up and say, Lord, I already thank you for the things that you're going to do. I'm declaring.
Yes.
But when I get in the face of God and say, Lord, I thank you so much, and I'm just asking and praying, you surrender your spirit.
Yes.
It's a place of a posture of surrender. So when we pray and believe, we receive.
Yeah, and I witnessed that yesterday driving.
Come on now.
I believe with all my heart that it could have caught on fire, but it didn't because I was praying. If you saw it, you would think it was on fire. But I believe there's power in prayer.
Come on now. And it's the whatsoever. So if you got a blowing up van, it's the whatsoever. No, really. If you got a situation, you know, because really that's all we have. But what we do is we adopt them as problems. We speak them as problems.
And I said, thank you for your favor. And I would have never expected that they would say there's no charge. And it took them four guys working on it, half an hour. And they say, go home.
But you know what's so funny?
And I'm like, okay, I say I'm daughter of the Most High God. And then I'm over here doing the basics.
Come on. It's the whatsoever. It's the whatsoever. And that's what he's saying. So it could be something like that or something just small and minute.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen people that just, really was kind of like in a place where they didn't have no money and they just got up and walked out and said, I'm just going to get up and move around and go, and they found $100. No, really, it's the whatsoever, you know, I think one of them people found $100 that Jazz lost, I gave it. Hello?
Yeah.
And then we have to be careful with that too, because I remember when she was like 16 and I sent her to the store to buy something and she was like, it took her like, I was like, what took you so long? What took her so long was trying to tell me how she lost the money. But she didn't want to come home and tell me she lost the money, Papa Jack. But so we have to have an attitude of saying, you know what? I believe that whoever found it really needed it.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And not
yeah.
get upset about it. It's about how we're going to, our reaction of anything of the whatsoever, too, right, Dolly?
Yeah.
So you have to know that. I remember one time, y'all, this was so funny. At the time I was married, my ex-husband, he was like, so like, what is wrong with you? So what happened was, I had four $100 bills, and I had set them in an envelope. Okay, I don't know how this happened. So I was rushing him that day to take out the trash. You got to hurry and take out trash. Well, I didn't know I threw the envelopes away with the money in. Hello. So I called him. I was like, oh, that's not in my bank bag. So can you go over there on the side of the bed where I was? He probably threw it away. But anyway, I'm back. unintentional. By the time I realized what happened was, I looked at the depth of what happened because I was the one rushing to take the trash out. I was, because it could have still been there when I got there, but I was rushing like, you need to go ahead and take the trash out, but the money was in the trash. So when I realized what had really happened, my posture was, I just pray, Lord, that it didn't fall on it at the dump yard, that it was a trash man or worker found the money, because I believe that somebody was asking you for a miracle. So, you know, you have to learn how to turn that thing around, because if not, it will turn you around. It'll flip you around. So that was my prayer, and I released it. Well, by the time I made it to work the next day, I received $400.
Wow.
Yeah. It was different ways, but it all equaled up to $400.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so amazing. But, you know, we have to have the right mindset.
Yeah.
And the right posture, what we're doing, how we're doing it, the way we're doing it. I thought I heard you about this. I'm so sorry. Did you hear us upstairs?
Good morning. How are you?
God bless you. Ordered some stuff.
Good morning. How are
y'all doing? We live.
Yeah, we're
live. Come on, we're And one of our mothers in the church came to the mansion, and she kind of rebuked me. And she said, Pastor Marlon, God didn't give you that anointing.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And you're not supposed to be on the worship team.
Yeah.
I said, I know I heard Jesus, but you confirmation.
Got out of your lane, and he got you back on your lane.
Yeah, she said, that's not your call to go on the worship team. So even right now, because I'm a worshiper,
yes,
and I love to worship,
yes,
I'm just got to sit down. The Lord said, just let the people worship. And you can get in my presence without all of that, because I have to preserve your voice, mm-hmm, to bring the word, and that's your time. Now, when there's an anointing that comes on me, even in the teaching, that the worship comes out of me. And it's the anointing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different place, but I just wanted to share that because a lot of times we get out of our grace,
yes,
or what we're graced to do,
mm-hmm,
and we're just trying to help y'all.
Okay? Yes.
Because Jesus helps me every day.
Yeah.
Because I let him. Because I get rebuked every single day.
Yeah. We're transparent.
Come on.
We're keeping it real.
And
okay?
I tell the people at the House of Glory, listen, you do not have a perfect pastor. There's nothing perfect about me, and it never will be. But in him, we seek perfection.
Yes.
You know, so when the anointing,
amen,
is on me, I'm good. But when I'm out, I'll be going to slap somebody. But I've been helped along the way, thanks to Papa Jack. He keeps me alive. Cause it's something about him. It's a look that he has.
He's like, oop.
Like, you're not going to do that today. And he don't even say nothing, but it's a look. I'm telling you. So that's the Father anointing.
Yes.
And I love it. Him and Mama Dalisa, I love it. And we just thank God for them because they are a sign from the kingdom.
Yes.
It's a supernatural assignment that they have that hovers and covers the people of God that here at this, in this kingdom thing that we're doing. And I thank God for sending them. And we've been doing life together for a good 4 or 5 years.
Yes.
So, you know, it's just amazing. And I'm finding out, and my phone is trying to disconnect, so let me talk to you some more, because I can't be doing that. Okay. So we have to steward one another.
Yes.
And see, that's the time of the seed. And then now we're in the acceleration of the seed.
Yes.
Because now we're all moving, breathing, and growing together.
Yes.
Right, Laura? And it's not about me. It's not about Laura.
Yes.
It's about all of us. It's about you and the blog radio and everybody, that we come together for such a time as this and be the powerful force. Come on now, in the kingdom,
yes,
today.
Yes.
Because I need you, Laura. And I,
yes,
hope you need me.
Yes.
Okay?
Amen.
So all of these solo people,
yes,
that's why we struggle in our health, and we struggle in our minds, because we want to run the show, and it's Jesus' show.
Yes.
The House of Glory belongs to God.
Yes.
It don't belong to me. Because a lot of teachers and preachers say, this is my church, this is my, okay, all right.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, anything concerning the kingdom, do that, Mary. Anything concerning the kingdom belongs to the king.
Yes. And I want to brag some more on the GGs.
Come on, talk about it.
Because, you know, it's in my heart, y'all.
Say it, Laura.
They really are a blessing in our lives, because not only do they love God and they come and they tune in with us all the time, but they're really a blessing,
yeah,
to my family, to my children. I mean, they don't just say it, they
no,
do
true.
It. They walk,
yeah,
the talk. You know, that they know in the Word of God, and you don't find too many people like
you
that
don't.
No more. But I thank God that in our past we're gonna have people like that, because we're daughters of the Most High God, and we're here to be blessed, to be a blessing.
That's it. And they do that intentionally.
Yes.
They wake up with us on their mind, and not just on the mornings.
And they will not tell nobody, but I'm bragging on them.
Come on now. And we have to do that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, okay, so let's go into that place. That's kind of what we were teaching on Sunday with this message. See, that's the time of the harvest. So when you have people like that in your life, but some people struggle, because I'm guilty of struggling, especially when you're a giver and you love giving and loving. But when people start giving into you, you have to learn how to receive, because that's their blessing.
Yeah.
It's also your harvest, but
yeah,
it's their blessing.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are like, oh, I'm good. Don't worry about it. I got this. You don't have to do that. But see, if you have seeded in fertile ground, the harvest comes.
Yes.
And
yes,
then we reject the harvest.
Yes. I've heard people say that. No,
yes,
it's okay. I don't need
oh,
it.
I don't
I'm
need
like...
it. Oh, yeah.
But yeah,
we're struggling with a spirit there, because that's a spirit that we have to know, that we have to surrender and allow people, because we don't have to always be the one giving. And if you give and the ground is fertile, allow, that's automatic.
Yes.
That's what the Word of God says. you know, that seed and harvest time, it will always be here.
Yes. And Miss Charlotte, she sent a scripture of Amos 9:13.
Okay, you got it.
And it says
9:13. It says, "Behold, the day cometh, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the trader of grapes, the trender of grapes, him that soweth seed. And the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt."
Woo!
Yes! That is beautiful.
Good words.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, Charlotte.
And see, that's it right there. When you sow, you reap. And we're the reapers,
okay,
you know, but we have to be in alignment to be able to know that that's what's really going on,
yes,
you know, and then be able to receive it. Because
mm-hmm.
the Word of God here says, "And then you shall receive."
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of us don't want to receive because we want to just be the giver. There's no balance in that. We're out of alignment when we do that.
And then some, they just want to take. Take, and no seed.
Uh-oh. I'm going to stay over here. No, I'll just let's go to Matthew 18:19-20. Come on.
All righty. God's love letters,
which is fire.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es fuego. Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. Y vamos al libro de Mateo 18, el verso 19 al 20.
19.
Okay. De cierto hoy digo que todo lo que hay en la tierra será atado en el cielo. Y todo lo que desees en la tierra será atado en el cielo.
Uh-huh.
Otra vez, hoy digo que si dos vosotros se pusieran de acuerdo en la tierra acerca cualquier cosa pidieran, les será hecho por mi Padre que está en el cielo. Porque donde están dos tres congregados en mi nombre, ahí estoy yo en el medio de ellos.
That's so beautiful. That's so beautiful.
Hallelujah.
Because anytime you read your word and it's in red, that's Jesus, man. And Jesus is on the scene.
Yes.
And he's trying to help somebody. But what I love about this word in Matthew 18:19-20, the Lord says to us, and again I say, we were talking about this Sunday. So if he said again, I say, he done said it somewhere before.
Otra vez.
And he's telling us, again I say, wow, unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven. Wow. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am. What? I'm in the midst of them. Okay, so I don't know about you, America, but that just tells me.
And he didn't say something.
Come
he
on here.
Anything. All things.
Jesus is hero. Okay?
Woo!
We need to put another chara. Because he has arrived. Because he said anything we ask.
Anything.
In agreement. So this is what the notes say. There's power in agreement.
Yes.
And you know where the power comes from? Jesus is on the scene.
Yes.
So the power shows up. He's sitting right with us because he said, "Where two or more gathered, I'm in the midst."
Yes.
He up in here. Okay?
Yes.
And
yes,
we say, "Thank you, Jesus, for coming and arriving and hanging out with us today," because it's so amazing. So God is here, America. He's in the midst. He showed up. And I just thank him for that because he is our harvest.
Yes.
God is our harvest.
Yes.
And the harvest comes through him.
Mm-hmm.
And it came through his son, Jesus Christ, which gives us grace every single day, which gives us mercy every single day to wake up and say, "What would you like me to be today, Lord?"
Yes.
Because wherever you are, that's where you need to be.
Yes.
And we got to get in alignment and show up and be what God is calling
yes.
us to be. And then sometimes it's not comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we murmur and complain, "Well, I don't want to do that no more." But did God release you? Because you can't go until you've been released.
Mm-hmm.
And don't answer the call if you're not going to walk it all the way out.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has to be like Esther. It's the Esther anointing. if I perish, I perish. Mm-hmm. But really, you don't die, you live forever.
Yeah.
So that's what we need to understand. And some people say, well, you know, we're here in the land of the living. No, we're not. We're in the land of the dying. People die every day, but we really don't die. Because where we go, we live forever.
Yes.
Right, Lord?
Yes.
But this is what the word is. So it's so amazing how it says God is in our harvest. As farmers in the kingdom, and that's what we're going to talk about, and we're probably going to end in Ecclesiastes. I felt it in my spirit. 10:55. I felt it, America.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to read Ecclesiastes 4 and 9, and then we're going to do the proportional part 2 of this teaching next week. But this is a powerful teaching. It really is, because we have to understand what season we're in, and this is the season of harvest.
Yes.
For the body of believers.
Amen. God's love letters, which is fire, la palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es
fuego.
Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo, sigue manifestando nuestros corazones. En Ecclesiastes 4, verso 9, la palabra de Dios dice, mejores son dos que uno, porque teniendo mejor paga de su trabajo.
Mm.
Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios. And that's just saying exactly what Matthew 18 and 20 was saying. Where two are gathered, it says two are better than one.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have a good reward for their labor, which is our work.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in another interpretation of the word, the only place that we really have to work is in his rest. We have to labor to get in his rest. And once we get into his rest, wow, we sit back and we relax. And we kick back like a fat rat. I'm telling you, y'all seen a fat rat before, and I ain't calling y'all no rats. Do not, come on, America. Do not
speech.
Go and say, don't watch that show no more. That lady calling us a rat.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not calling nobody no rat. But I'm just saying,
yeah.
You know, you gotta use your visual.
Yeah.
Come on now. Have y'all seen a fat rat? They fat, and they sit back and just wait on something else to eat. Okay, so that's how we can sit back, just chill out and relax and wait on it, because for if they fall, the one will lift the other one up. Who are you lifting up today? Or are you just solo? Because there's a lot of people that don't want to be, you know, affiliated, associated. They just want to be solo so they can get the glory and the credit. Because they say the credit, but it's really you trying to get the glory.
Yes.
And God is the one who gets the glory.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
So that's what we have to understand. But woe to him. This is the word that says, but woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up.
Mm.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if two lie together and they have heat, but how can one be warm alone?
Mm.
This is God asking us questions about this situation, okay? If one prevail against him, two shall stand with him.
Yes.
And the threefold cord is not quickly broken.
Woo!
So that's why we need some people. But
you've
got to make sure that the people is the people that God sent.
Yeah.
So don't be connecting with the popcorn, the half-pop person. So there's some half-pop people that want to look fully pop. And then there's some people that didn't even pop. So, okay, Lord, I hear you. I'm trying not to go there. Okay. You got a few seconds, few minutes. But what I want to say about the popcorn people, you got to be careful, because it's so many. I mean, I'm just talking about what God's talking about and what I've experienced. Because there's some people that will try to attach to you that's not fully popped. So have y'all, I know y'all have, pop some popcorn in the microwave. If you don't, go get you some popcorn. We got 90 seconds. Go get you some popcorn, America, and pop it. And when you pour the bag into the bowl, you'll see some none pop. None. Some of them didn't even pop. And then you'll see some that half pop, some fourthly pop, and then some fully pop. Who are you hanging out with today? Because you got to make sure that these people do not attach to you, because it's so important in the seat of acceleration.
Yeah.
You have to be properly aligned to be able to maintain your fullness of the heart. So be encouraged today and be prayerful, because the word of God says prayerful in all things. And whosoever, so you don't want the whosoever to be attaching to you, because that's the spirit of distraction. And they will distract you, and then you'll be like, well, how did that happen? I was over here, and I was working it out, and then all of a sudden, then you realize, oh, it was them people. But really, it was you, because you were not discerned up to know that that was not of God.
Mm-hmm.
It may be good, but it might not be God. And you have to make sure that you're doing God and not doing good. Because if you're doing God, it's going to be good anyway. And you have to know that. So we're going to continue on this teaching next week, Laura, to really, because we don't want to speed it up. We want to slow it down because it is a time of acceleration. Everything around us is already speeded up. But we want to make sure that
thank
we're
breaking the
word.
Thank you, Blog Radio, for tuning in.
Thank you, Blog Talk Radio, for tuning in. We're so grateful. And next week, we empower you to call into this show and win some good stuff. Because we've got some good stuff that you guys can win. And we didn't even get a chance to talk about the conference that's coming up in January. We have so many vendors. Well, not a lot available. We only have 20 vendor spots, and the spots are filling up. So you can go to eventbrite.com and pull up the Bling of the Earth, Kings and Queens, and you too can get your general administration ticket, and then you can get your vendor spot. Okay. But we'll talk about the conference and what's going on and all that on next week, because it is going to be January the 25th, this last Saturday, which seems like a lot of time, but when you're doing an event, that ain't no time.
Yes.
And before you know it, you're going to blink your eyes in January. 2020 will be here.
Yes.
Right, Laura? So
Amen.
We just pray that you guys continue to pray for us. And like Laura says, please share the video.
Yeah,
because there's so many people out there that need a good word.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people are not going into the churches because they, you know, they feel like the church has got issues and they don't want to be in the church. But come on to the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And what we know is everybody have issues, but we work through those issues and we stand up, you know, in the body of Christ, when we come together and we love on each other, because love covers the multitude.
Yes.
It'll cover any issue. It really will. And that's what the Word of God says. So thank you for tuning in today. Laura, you want to pray us out this morning?
Father, we just thank you this morning, Lord. Sweet Abba, for this beautiful sunny day. It is cold weather. We love you. We thank you for always being with us, Holy Spirit. And